This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I welcome you all here today, the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. Well, Father, our service received on the way to beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution. Father, let us share your peace and the processional hymn. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated for the confession of sins. Let us confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that all our nature is sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you from our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and face the center aisle and share your peace. The lectern is off. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit is off. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading of our lessons from God's Holy Word.
For the singing of the Alleluia verse. Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch them. For you know neither the day nor the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Sermon hymn, Wake, Awake, For Night Is Flying, on page 10.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The door to the kingdom of heaven is open. Jesus is the door and invites all people to come into the kingdom to await the wedding feast of the Lamb. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, and he wants all people to be saved. Jesus reaches out to sinners. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Jesus wants all to be saved. He calls all to repent and believe the good news that sins are forgiven in Jesus. The door is open, and all are welcome. The door is open, and all are welcome, but there are a lot of people who are milling around outside the door, ignoring the call to come in. There are those who say they will come through the door someday. When they're not so busy, when they're not so caught up living life. I had a young man at juvenile detention tell me once he'd probably become a Christian when he was old, maybe 40-ish. But for now, he wanted to party, sleep around. Jesus, maybe later. And there are those who come through the door into the kingdom of heaven and live there for a while, but the busyness of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, they lure them back outside the door. They were under the reign of the Lord Jesus, but now they reject his rule. They intellectually know the door is there, and they have some sense that they probably should be on the other side in the kingdom of heaven, but, you know, life gets in the way. They had faith, and they neglected it and lost it. Other things became more important. Other gods snuck in to replace the one true God. There are so many today living in a spiritual land of opportunity where you can believe a little of this and a little of that and kind of make up your own God to cheer you on, but not one that cramps your style or would curtail your sexual adventures. Folks seem to want a weak God who pretty much does what you tell him to do. The parable of the 10 virgins is a harsh warning blasting into our lives today. The Lion of Judah is roaring to let us know he is not a passive kitten. Jesus is not a weak God of our own design. He is God Almighty. Right now, the door to the kingdom of heaven is open, and the God of mercy and grace pours out his forgiveness on sinners. Now the door is open, but the day is coming when the door will be closed. The day is coming when God's mercy and grace will cease. The day is coming when Jesus returns and there will be no more opportunity to believe the good news that Jesus died for your sins. When Jesus returns, there will be only two categories. You either believe or you do not. You are either saved or damned. And these stark categories make us uncomfortable. We want there to be some gray area. We want some mushy middle where we can muddle our way through life, not fully committing one way or the other, and we'll figure things out on the last day. But there is no gray area. And if you wait until the last day, it will be too late. When Jesus returns, the door will be closed and there will be no second chances. For the five foolish virgins who did not have enough oil, there is no mercy. While they are off trying to buy more oil, the bridegroom arrives and goes into the wedding feast with those who are ready, and the door is shut. The five foolish virgins arrive late and they find the door already closed. They cry out, "Lord, Lord, open to us." These are desperate people in desperate need, crying out for help. The answer they receive is chilling. Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Jesus is giving us a hard teaching. There will come a day when it will be too late to come into the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus returns and those who reject him see him coming in power and glory, they will know that they were wrong about Jesus. But it'll be too late. The wise know they need to be ready. The foolish think they can get ready if necessary. Jesus is warning you today, be wise. Be ready. Stay ready. Stay connected to Jesus through his body on earth, the church. As we read in Hebrews, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. In the busyness of life, it's very tempting to give up gathering together to receive the forgiveness of sins through Jesus' word and through his body and blood in Holy Communion. It's too easy to let yourself be separated from the forgiveness that you receive in worship. Just skip a week here and a week there, and the weeks become months, and soon you drift away from God through quiet neglect. And we can come up with all sorts of reasons why we cannot make it to church. And as you make excuses, you need to honestly ask yourself, where does receiving Jesus' forgiveness fall on your list of priorities in life? The devil wants nothing more than to separate you from Jesus. He wants you to give up the wisdom of God and embrace the wisdom of the world. Now, during this time of pandemic, there are those who need to continue to stay away from in-person worship for health reasons. But it's still important to remain as connected as much as you can and return to in-person worship when you're able. If possible, come to the family unit communion if you're not able to come to in-person worship. And if health reasons prevent you from attending in-person worship, let me know, and we will bring the Lord's Supper to you. Stay connected to Jesus. Attend worship. Receive the sacrament. Read God's word. In the end, there will not be time to get ready for Jesus to return. You need to stay ready. Be wise. Stay ready. Now I get to preach this to you all who are here. You've gathered here today to receive God's gifts in Jesus. Abide in Christ. Stay faithful. Do not drift away from the church. Remain faithful until the day you fall asleep in Christ. In our gospel reading, there are those who are wise, and there are those who are foolish. Be wise. And what is wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Stay ready. Reject the wisdom of the world. Seek the wisdom of God. We read in 1 Corinthians, has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. The door to the kingdom of heaven is now open. Shout it from the mountaintops. Tell everyone, now is the time to repent and believe Jesus died for your sins. Now is the time to know there is forgiveness in Jesus. Now is the time to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Now is the time to be ready and stay ready for Jesus to return. Remain in Christ. Stay ready. Be wise. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Their prayers today were for Carol not recovered from surgery, but facing heart complications. Frank Sims, a friend of Rich Selmayr, having difficulty with chemotherapy. For Luke Worley, having severe complications from a heart transplant. For Beth McMahon, recovering from retinal surgery in Alaska. For Dean Landevin, a friend of W. Urbex, being treated for cancer. For the family of Jack Penn, who died this last week. And for Deanna Hughes, who's Selmayr's daughter, who's having liver problems. Lord, you are our help and deliverer, and to you we bring the prayers and petitions of your people, that you may grant to us all things good and needful and guard us against all things evil and harmful. That the Lord rule over the darkness and shine his light over the earth. That those from many nations may be united as one people through baptism and live together in faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
The Lord have mercy.
That the Lord give courage to all pastors as they preach and teach the word of the Lord. That all those who hear may believe, and that believing they may live in righteousness and godliness before the world, and be kept to the day when Christ returns as the Lord and Judge of all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the government of the world and our leaders would act justly and with mercy, that we may be spared war and violence, and that we may use wisely and for the Lord's glory his gift of liberty, and the abundant blessings he has poured out on our land. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would give aid and comfort to the sick, the suffering, and those in their last days, that he may grant healing according to his will and strength to bear up under the weight of loneliness or affliction. We pray especially for Carol, Frank,
Luke, Beth, Dean, and Deanna.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may not grieve as those who have no hope, that we may rejoice in the promise of the resurrection and life everlasting, and that we may encourage one another with these words, especially the family of Jack Head. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may find a home within the house of the Lord here on earth. That we may rejoice in the Lord's word and sacrament by which we are brought to faith and nurtured in this faith. That we may sustain the days of waiting, serving the Lord in anticipation of his return. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord prepare our hearts by his Spirit for this holy communion upon the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. And that we may keep in holy hearts and live out in holy lives what we have received here upon holy lips. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be ready to receive the Lord when he comes again in glory. That the Lord may open the hearts of those who have wandered away from the faith. And that the Lord may restore those caught up in error's ways. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may hear and answer the prayers of his people. And that we may be content with his answer, trusting in his fatherly will and wisdom to grant us all that we need and all that will profit our salvation. Let us pray in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. Sacrifice sacrifice, his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." sins are forgiven. Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor